Chapter 8. The Summer Dance. It was the day before the summer dance, and I still didn't have a date.
"We can all go as friends, can't we?"
Karen said.
"We'll give you a ride so you don't have to go alone."
The next evening, I got ready for the dance. My dress was wonderful. I wasn't worried about not having a date, and I felt great. I felt normal for the first time in weeks. But suddenly, I thought about the other girls with their dates and the photos that are always taken at dances. I felt a bit sad. I couldn't be in a photo without a date. Then I heard a knock at the front door. Karen and the others were early.
"Al, they're here,"
Dad called as he went to the door. I stopped at the top of the stairs. I could hear Noah's voice.
"I need to speak to her,"
I heard him say.
"Well, she doesn't want to speak to you. You should leave,"
Dad replied. I heard the door close, and I went downstairs.
"You look wonderful, Elle. When did my little girl grow up?"
Dad said to me. Just then, there was another knock. I opened the door. Noah was standing there, wearing a black jacket with a white shirt and a narrow green tie, which was the same color as my dress. He looked amazing. "What are you doing here?" I looked at him. His dark hair was falling into his eyes.
"I came to talk to you."
"Can you leave us alone for a minute?" I said to Dad. Noah was down on one knee now, holding a white flower up to me.
"Elle Evans, will you be my date to the summer dance?"
I looked down at the flower and back to his face. How could I say no? "I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea," I said.
"Elle, forget what other people want for a minute. What do you want?"
So I took the flower. "Yes, Noah, I'll go to the dance with you," I told him. I said goodbye to Dad and texted Karen. "I'm getting a ride. See you there." We went out to Noah's car, and he opened the door for me. Inside, he said,
"I really care about you, Elle. I don't want to lose you again."
"This time, I must talk to Lee first," I said. "I can't lose my best friend." We walked up to the hotel together, and no one knew who we were because of our masks. The dance room looked amazing. It had lovely white and silver decorations, and around the sides of the room, there were small round tables with beautiful white flowers. The dance floor was in the middle, and there was a band on the stage. In their masks, it was impossible to know who anyone was. The boys all looked the same in their black jackets. Then, I remembered Rachel's dress and found her in the crowd of people. "I'm going to talk to Lee," I said to Noah. But Rachel and Lee started dancing, and I had to wait. Then Cody came over and asked me for a dance. After that, everyone took their seats for dinner. Each table had 10 chairs around it. On my table, there were 4 girls and 4 boys, and me, with an empty chair next to me. Lee sat down on my other side. I had to find the right moment to tell him. My heart was going faster and faster.
"Elle, what's the matter?"
Lee was saying. I jumped. "Lee, can we talk? In private, I mean."
"Okay. Excuse us a minute, guys,"
Lee said to the others. When we were outside the room, I said nervously, "Lee, promise me you won't get angry."
"Okay,"
he replied carefully. "Noah came to my house earlier."
"What? What did he want?"
"To say sorry, Lee. I know you think it's crazy, but I want to be with him."
"He hurt you, Elle. He left you alone when I found out about you being together, when you were so unhappy."
"Lee, he tried to call, but I didn't answer."
"But is he right for you? I know what Noah's like."
"He makes me happy."
"Are you telling me you're in love with him?"
"No, don't be ridiculous," I laughed.
"I don't know, Elle,"
Lee said. There was a long silence before he spoke again.
"But if it's what you want..."
"Really?" I put my arms around him. "Thanks, Lee. Thank you so much." He smiled.
"Let's go back. Dixon will steal my dinner if I'm not there."
I laughed and followed him.
"Everything okay?"
Dixon asked when we got back to our table. Rachel looked at Lee and then smiled at me. I smiled back. "Yeah," I said. "Everything's great." After dinner, the dancing continued. I had no idea where Noah was. Then the music stopped, and I heard a voice.
"Listen, please, everyone."
Noah was on the stage, in the singer's place. What was he doing? Everybody was quiet, looking at him.
"I'm here to show someone I'm sorry,"
Noah said.
"Because I've done some stupid things. So, Elle, where are you?"
Everyone looked at me. Even with my mask on, they knew where to find me.
"Elle, this is me, saying sorry,"
Noah said. He turned to the band, and they began to play a song called "I Really Want You," which was one of my favorites. Noah jumped off the stage and walked toward me.
"Elle Evans, will you be my girlfriend?"
he said. Under my mask, my face went red, but I could not stop smiling. I could hear voices all around me. "Sure, why not?" I said. He laughed and pulled me into his arms.
"I just made myself look ridiculous for you, Elle,"
Noah whispered to me. "Yeah, I know," I laughed. "But you didn't have to."
"I wanted to, and I'm going to do things right this time."
He moved closer, and our lips met. Later, I had a crowd of girls around me. "I'm so happy for you," Rachel said, smiling. Then I felt a strong arm pulling me onto the dance floor.
"Come on, Elle. The next song is the last one,"
Noah said, with his amazing smile.
"We didn't have the first dance together, but nothing's going to stop me having the last dance with you."